It's 5:01 p.m. on Tuesday, April 17th, 2007. For those listening on Fillmore, you may press 0 for further listening options. This is the interview with Talking Tabs. I'm going to click on over, and we're going to get right on started. If you want to leave a message, press the pound key and follow the prompts. Let's go. All right, Mark.
Yes.
I'm here. We started the recording because I am using this as part of my tech podcast as well. So
you didn't hit me singing, did you?
No, just the end of it.
Okay.
So this is one interesting project I've gotten into. I'm working on your set of four songs, and I'm working on your double CD now, as I was telling you on the phone, you know, just before we got started.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and talk about what this company is all about that I'm working for now, Talking Tabs.
What, do you want to tell everybody that, or do you want to keep that a secret?
I can tell them what I'm doing, but let's talk about what the company is first, and I'll tell them what I'm doing.
Fabulous. First of all, I want to say hello to everybody. This is Mark Hara. I'm president of Talking Tabs. We're out of Orlando, Florida. We're a company, a music company, and we develop all audio music instruction products for those who are blind, visually impaired, dyslexic, or auditory learners. We have developed... do you want me to continue?
Sure. Go ahead.
We develop all audio music instruction products, the finest ever developed, and we do this because, well, the inspiration for Talking Tabs, obviously, is my son, who lost his sight 4 years ago at the age of 12 and a half or so, and he learned to play the guitar after he lost his sight, and it certainly took him down. And it took our family down when that happened. And he picked up the guitar about a year after he lost his sight. And my wife and I noticed what music did for his life. It actually saved his life. We tell people that, and it is a fact. And he became quite a great guitar player, and it brought him out of his depression, and in turn it brought our family out of our seemingly depression. And we noticed the power of music, and music is a gift. So we decided that we could do something very special with how Jared was taught by his instructors, and we hired the best musicians and the best educators, a lot of which are from the Berklee College of Music, the finest music school in the United States. And with their help and with the help of many people who are blind, visually impaired, dyslexic, put together a complete beginner series for the guitar. And what it is an all audio instruction, taking a person who's never seen or touched a guitar before and actually takes them all the way through to get the skills to learn how to play their favorite songs. So we have, which we teach with what we call our Play It Now Tunes, which is a product that we're very, very proud of. It can take anybody who has vision, not vision, and no vision, and teach you how to play your favorite song. And we recreate the song for you, and we take you through every section of the song, and you learn how to play a section, and then your instructor on a CD teaches you everything you need to know and give you all the skills for that song. Actually, some of the Play It Now tunes are done so well, you might not need as much guitar instruction as you would imagine to learn how to play your favorite song. So our whole goal at Talking Tabs is to bring the gift of music in the best imaginable way, in the most creative way, the most innovative way, to people who could use music as a confidence builder, as a promotion of happiness, as a social opportunity device, even as an opportunity for a career, because you know, if you learn how to play music, you can always teach children or anyone to play music. So it's a great way to make a living as well. So right now we have a guitar instruction, and we are in the process right now as we speak for putting together a piano keyboard instruction, and we'll have many Play It Now tunes to learn from as well on the piano keyboard.
Absolutely.
And that's what we do.
So, how I got involved, we did a podcast down at CSUN.
Uh-huh.
Boy, that was terrible. The audio level was fine, but it was just so noisy there.
I was surprised you thought it was going to turn out.
I actually started listening to it, and I'm like, you know, this doesn't sound too bad. I'm sitting there going, but it is a little loud.
If I might, excuse me, I did meet Jared at CSUN in California. That was last month, I believe.
Yes, it was.
And Jared was listening to one of our Play It Now tunes. And
that was so funny. That was great. I keep telling people that story.
Well, first of all, I must tell you that to put together a Play It Now tune or to construct a Play It Now tune takes Talking Tab 6 weeks. And it probably goes through 30 different processes to put a Play It Now tune together. It's quite comprehensive and quite time-consuming and takes a lot of man hours. We have about 25 employees right now at Talking Tabs. I would imagine that a Play It Now tune goes through probably 20 of those employees, and everybody has their own certain skills that lend to that Play It Now tune song lesson. So there are going to be errors, and as much as we stress quality and quality control, for some reason, there's always an error. Well, Jared was listening to one of our lessons at CSUN, and I was telling him about Talking Tabs, and we're the greatest, and our hearts in it, and the products are fun. And Jared says, "Mark, I'm listening to one of these Play It Now tunes, and there's a mistake." And I felt, "What was he talking about? There's a mistake. This is Play It Now tunes. You know, we do our best. There shouldn't be any mistakes." Well, Jared listens to it, and sure enough, he found a mistake, and he's not even a guitar player. Well, I was just so dumbfounded at the brilliance of this person who found this mistake. Well, I said, this person would be great to be a quality control individual for Talking Tabs.
And it's funny because I was sitting there listening to him, like, you know, humming along with it, because I've got this perfect pitch. So I'm like, why don't you guys, like, hum the melody or do something? You know, and then it's like bar 17, he goes, play an E chord,
right,
play an A chord, play a D chord,
right,
and play an E chord a second time.
And it goes right through.
And I'm sitting there going, you didn't tell me to do that on the first 12 bars.
No, it's hysterical. So anyhow,
so Mark gave me $20, and here I am. You know, I always tell people that story, Mark, on how I earned $20 at the California State University of Northridge's Conference on Disabilities.
That's hysterical. But one of the things
funny.
We do is if someone ever finds an error on a Play It Now tune, first of all, we're thrilled. Secondly, if someone has bought the lesson, we immediately take it back. We fix the error, which can take days sometimes, depending on the error. That's how that's what goes into these lessons, and then we send them the brand new lesson. So we hope that we certainly know that not all of our lessons have. Right now, we have over 250 lessons. That not every lesson has an error, and those errors are not errors that would affect the learning process, because it might just be one little error in a myriad of instruction. But we always take that lesson back, and we fix it and send back the corrected lesson for the individual.
Absolutely. And that's what I'm doing now. I'm taking they sent me 4 new tracks.
Beautiful.
And 5 CDs. I've got my whole CD deck. Actually, yesterday I had my whole CD deck loaded.
Right.
All 5 trays loaded.
Right.
I have 2 CDs ready to go and done. I'm working on a 2-disc set of Are You Lonesome Tonight, and I was just talking to Mark about how I could just tell from this instructor that this guy's got a bit of an attitude. I sort of feel like he's rushing it, especially when he says, when I tell you to leave a finger down, leave it down. But he doesn't tell you that to begin with. He starts with a full, a blown, leave this finger down, and then put this. I'm sitting there going, you just can't do this.
Well, you have to understand that everything we do, and that's something that there's a couple of things we do that other companies who might be in this business don't do. one of the things we script, and in those scripts we have protocols, and we get together once a week as a team, and we discuss the protocol for teaching a lesson. One of the protocols that erupted in that lesson was, you know, after a while, people don't need to be told anymore to leave the finger down. So to facilitate the lesson, we said, okay, after a while, just tell the people, tell your student that you're not going to mention anymore because they get it by that time.
So yeah. I sort of think when I do my comments at the end, I'm going to say, if you're going to keep it the way it is,
yes,
please mention it at the beginning.
At the beginning.
So that your listeners don't get the impression that the... Because that's what I'm taking this as though I'm learning it even though I don't have a guitar in front of me.
Right, exactly. And I love that. I think you're absolutely right.
And if you're not you're not clear, and I don't mind making this public on a public cast.
Right.
If you're not clear with the way that you want to do things, and then you go and say, oh, now I'm not going to say anything.
Right.
You know, if you're a first-time guitar person and this is your very first song that you get, it sounds interesting to you, you know, you're an oldies person, because Elvis Presley is an oldie.
Yes.
And this is one of your first songs, and you get this. You're not going to understand to leave your finger down. You're going to take your finger off, and then you're not going to play the chord.
Right, but apparently, didn't he mention it a number of times before he said that?
Yes.
Okay, and that's why we said, it's time to tell them they get it now. We don't need to keep repeating that. Because it is, it's understood by this point, and that's why maybe he should have said, from now on, to facilitate this lesson, I won't tell you to keep your finger down because I know you understand to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I'll mention something.
Did you mention something like that?
I'll mention something, but I just felt the way he said it sort of gave me that the.
Right.
You know,
and that's my fault. We didn't look at it, but I thank you so much for bringing that up. But. Now we know what to do, and that's why you're listening these lessons for us, dear.
Absolutely. So one of the things I brought to Ellen's attention was that I had to go look up on your first CD. You gave me a song by the name of what is the name of? Well, there was one song I got. This set that you did not name the artist on it. Go look up on your website who the artist was.
Right.
And in doing that, I was interested to see what was going on with, you know, how you guys did your website with the Play It Now tunes.
Right.
And today, I just happened to be clicking around while I was deciding whether I should really do another CD today or what, and I noticed all of the songs that I clicked on point to the same track. They don't play a lesson off of their own song.
No, they don't.
And I sort of mentioned that, and I, you know, the one song, I was like, you know, this song's play, you know, this, it's saying, you know, click here to hear a 2-minute sample of this song, and here I am viewing the requirements for this song.
Right, it's the same song that we put up. That's right, because
I didn't know if I even should have even mentioned it, but.
Oh, no, that's fine, because to play a clip from every lesson, first of all, to play a clip, as you can attest to, the lessons are very comprehensive,
yes,
very involved, and what part of the lesson do we choose to put in for every song that is going to captivate a listener? You know, I've even thought of taking off the one we have on there and putting on there instead like a demo cast of something more comprehensive than Sphere. But how do you, you know, there's an hour and a half of lesson. How do you put a little 1-minute sound bite and make people understand the excitement of the lesson, the intelligence of the lesson? It's trying to explain the universe in one sentence.
Right. I wasn't sure, you know, what the intent was. I'm sitting here reading some of these songs. I'm just clicking through them like, wait a minute. See, this song's on every single one of them for the demo.
Exactly. Yeah, it says listen to a 2-minute of what is it, Stand By Me?
Yeah.
Yes, I know. But we have, you can listen to the song that you're about to learn. Did you click on all those?
I didn't find them.
Okay, on the, when you click a song and you go to that song's page,
mm-hmm.
you can listen to the song you're about to learn or you want to purchase. You can listen, because a lot of people don't know, is that really the song I'm thinking of or what? So there's a 30-second play for the song, but not the lesson. We want so you know exactly what song you're going to be learning.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's up there, and if you choose the song, if you go to rock and you see a rock song you like, and then you click on it, it will go to a page and it'll say learn to play this song, and then next to it it'll say listen to the song. And it'll give you a 30-second listen to, and you'll understand which song it is you're about to purchase the lesson for.
Okay, so
really
it must
sweet.
Be it must be before the buy it link and all of those.
Oh, it's
okay.
Yes, it
must
is.
Be at the top. Okay,
and it's really cool because you can listen to all these amazing songs that we've recreated, which brings me to the last point, the second point. Every song on that that we teach, we have to go get licensing for, and it's a process. We have a licensing department. And all they do is try to obtain the licenses for songs. And sometimes we're denied. Not all publishers just readily let their songs be licensed out. Well, we're just very proud that we're doing things right. And we're going by all the rules and regulations. And I just want everybody out there to know that we just got licensing from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, I actually saw that on the website. I was going to bring that up on today's
well,
podcast.
Well, that is, it's like unheard of. And they just saw what we're doing, and they read about Jared, and not you, Jared, I'm sorry, but they will
That's
hear
okay.
about you now. They read about my son and what we're trying to do and the quality of our products, and they decided that they wanted to be a part of Talking Tabs, and I think it was such an amazing, uplifting feeling for all of us at Talking Tabs. And the Chili Peppers, I don't know if everyone knows, they're very philanthropic. They're wonderful guys. They do a lot of charity work. And it was just beautiful to have them on board with us.
Absolutely.
So everybody, if you want to learn some Chili Pepper songs, they'll be coming out in 4 or 5 weeks.
Absolutely. That sounds good. Now, I do know I have to fill out Annie sent me a W-9, which we'll get out faxed and mailed probably tomorrow.
Okay.
So you guys can facilitate.
Okay, can I tell you something, Jerry?
Absolutely.
Today we got an email from a woman. Her name is Dolores, and I won't say her last name, but she'll be up on our website shortly because she said that we could put her letter up there. She wrote us a letter that her husband purchased the Talking Tabs Guitar Instruction Complete Beginner Series last Christmas for her. And Dolores sounds like a woman in her 40s or 50s. And she said that she used to play guitar, but she gave up on it. It was very frustrating for her, and she was very saddened that she had to give it up. And everybody who's listening to this will be able to go to the Talking Tabs website to validate what I'm saying. And she said that everyone used to tell her that she would have to look at the guitar and she'd have to look at other people playing to really understand how to play the guitar. And she said, thank you, Talking Tabs, for making it possible. She said, I'm almost finished through the Complete Beginner Series, and I'm playing the guitar, and I never thought I could do it. And she went on and on, Jared, and I tell you, she brought tears to all of our eyes.
I think if you guys can get that copy of that letter, maybe I'll read it. I'll convert it into Braille here, and I'll read it as part of the cast before I put it up.
Oh my God, it would be wonderful.
That would just get me a copy of it. You can get my email address from the guys at manage me at the office.
Wonderful. She's a. I tell you, when we get letters like that, and we get them from everyone who purchases our product, there's nothing like our product. It took about a year and a half just to construct the beginner series, and it's going to probably take a year to construct the piano series. That's how, and it's not just one person. We're 20, 30, 40 people on top of these things. That's how serious we take everything. So,
yeah.
There's just nothing like it, and
you got. I mean, even though I found that mistake in the one song that I heard, before I whipped you guys the first two songs over a weekend. I had nothing to do.
Right.
But, you know, even just thinking back on that first song,
right.
Even though I found a mistake, I still don't know what to say.
Oh, you're kidding.
You know, it's like, what are you doing now? I was like, well, I'm a quality control guy for a company who's all audio, music, and...
Right.
You know, I don't really know how to describe it because I'm still in one of those states where I just don't know what to say. I mean, I'm listening to more of these tracks, and I'm sort of giving you guys feedback on what you want. And I think I'm going to do is finish off the CDs. I'll mail back the CDs when I'm done, and then I'll polish the logs and send
Wonderful.
Them separately by
Ted,
email.
Well, why don't you tell everybody your impression of Talking Tabs? You don't... I mean, you've never been to Orlando. You've never met the group.
I have never been to Orlando. I was even shocked to get down to San Diego for my window ice training. Okay, that was.
Oh. God.
I wanted to do training for GW Micro.
Right.
And I've been waiting for them to come closer to me.
Right.
So even going to San Diego was a trip for me.
Oh my God.
So no, I'd love to. Next time you guys have a conference, even get me out. I'd love to go.
Well, we'd love to have you. Did you read on the website about the guitars that we're going to start manufacturing?
I saw a blurb,
okay.
But I did not click through. I was sort of just browsing around while I was taking a break this afternoon.
Okay, well, maybe your listeners would be interested. You see, teaching guitar or teaching musical instruments was one of our dreams. The next dream we had was to create musical instruments that could facilitate the learning process for those who are blind and visually impaired.
Absolutely.
So we are right now in the process of patenting a guitar, and we're going to be manufacturing it shortly. It should take an individual approximately 30% less time to learn how to play because of how we're going to modify the guitar. So we've never been.
I've learned how to. I mean, I sort of have an idea how to play, but the guitar we had was this big thing,
right?
And now. I bet you anything, I can't put my hand around it because my hands are big.
Right, right.
And that was one of the, it's like, you know, I'd love to sit down with the guitar and learn how to play, but the last time I tried to play a guitar, I think I was like 12 or 13.
Right.
I couldn't put my hands around it. Put my fingers down on the frets.
Right.
I couldn't hold my fingers down because it hurt.
You needed a junior. You had a senior. You needed a junior guitar back then.
But, you know, I could probably get fitted for a guitar.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I'd be interested to play. I mean, I've got a background in piano.
Yeah.
So my knowledge, you know, I took SCCM's RCM exam, so you guys caught me at the best time.
Wonderful. Well, we're very happy to have you, Jared.
I'll get you those forms and things back in the mail tomorrow.
Do. And then... Okay, so let's see, the guitars and the instruction. Is there anything else? Oh, we're having the first Talking Tabs rock and roll camp this summer for those who are blind and visually impaired here in
Orlando. Oh, I did see a headline on the website about it.
So I just want everybody to know who's listening to this that my son, by him losing his sight, is going to bring a lot of gifts to a lot of people, and that's what we're committed to.
You're almost going to make me cry. I'm thinking about that story from Dolores. Oh, man.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's amazing. And no one's going to ever do it better than Talking Tabs, and no one you can trust more than Talking Tabs. We have camps, we have guitars, we have instruction, and I won't even tell you what else I have cooked up my sleeve in the next couple of years. But
when they start getting released, let us know, and we can always mention it on our podcast. Because I don't usually go up to a website every day to look.
Okay.
But I will mention it if I get notification. Like, you know, even if you know there's a print something, encased in my packaging.
Right.
That just lets us know what's going on. You know, somebody can read it to me, or you can even send us an email or whatever.
Well, if anybody's going to be at the CEC conference starting tomorrow in Louisville, Kentucky, we'll be there. And, of course, we'll be at the NFB and ACB coming up. We'll be at the Blind Veterans Administration Conference in Albuquerque coming up.
Oh, you guys are going down to New Mexico.
We're going to go down to New Mexico. And that's just... What, Ellen? Oh, Jared is? Oh, great. And those are just a few that are on our list for the rest of the year. But Jared, one of the most momentous occasions in my life that I'll always remember is meeting you at CSUN.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That was great.
It was great. Now, do you want Jared, or does Jared want Jared?
We can do that.
Or do you want to just say goodnight to everybody? And
we can have...
Or do you want Jared to play one of his
we
songs?
Can play one. We can play a song or two, absolutely.
Come on, I'll bring you... Hold on. Don't get too dizzy. I'm going to walk you guys over here. And
absolutely. We can definitely have a couple of... Now, could I take the track that you guys have up there and we can put it into the podcast as the sample? Or
that Stand By Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've heard it about 30 times.
I actually heard it like once, to tell you the honest truth.
Wait, Jared? Now, here's my son, Jared. He's been playing the guitar now about 3 years.
Absolutely.
And... I told you that he started after he lost his sight. Jared, you want to play some? You want to play a quick?
Want to play a tune?
You want to play a quick tune? No, just hang on.
Why don't he play the one that he played us? The one he wrote.
Can you play one that you wrote? Okay, go.
That's nice.
Okay, did you get that, Jared?
Yes, we did.
Sweet. You want to talk to Jared just
absolutely.
Jared, I'm going to leave you. I thank you so much for calling.
No problem.
To be able to talk about Talking Tabs is the dearest thing to my heart.
Absolutely.
And to be able to tell you all about it and tell all your listeners about it.
We will.
And thank you so much.
Thank you.
Here's Jared just a second.
Passing of the phone now.
Hello?
Hello there.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Well, now that we can actually hear everybody, yeah, it was so noisy down there. I was still impressed by the 30-minute presentation we did, even though, you know, we're doing it again, just because of the noise factor of the recording. I thought
right.
It would have been a little bit better than it was, but it's still up there on Menvie's website. It's out on my podcast, and now you're going to get an opportunity again to speak on another podcast where it's done over the phone. You don't have to call me. I'll call you, and you'll actually get a better quality of
well, that's good.
Of a recording. So talk to us about how you're able to write music, since we already know how you learned it.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess after I learned guitar, I just started getting a better understanding for music and started using my creativity to write songs, and I memorized like all the songs I write in my head, and I have a band now, so a lot of the songs I write I play with the band. So that's
cool. Well, that would be cool. Have you played all of the songs that I'm reviewing now, and that you have you learned all of these pieces that are posted up there?
All the lessons?
Yeah.
I've learned most of them at one time or another, but I've forgotten some of them. But yeah, I've learned a lot of the Talking Tabs lessons.
You've got some. Great guys there. I mean, have you worked with any of the instructors that I'm viewing now?
Yes, most of them at one point or another have been my teacher.
That's cool.
They're great.
So every one of them. Now, I like Greg's style of teaching.
Uh-huh.
Tommy still sounds a little like he's like getting over a cold or something. Maybe it's just me and a CD player. I'm not sure. I still think he sounds like he. I think this set of CDs I got sounded a little better than the first set, because the first one I got, I could tell he sort of sounded like he was getting over a cold or something.
Oh.
But I didn't really recognize that in this round, although I got three of his CDs. I'm sitting there, oh my God. How much Tommy can I have? I wonder if Tommy's even up there as part of the Who collection. Wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah.
And Tommy was the one even teaching you how to play Tommy.
That'd be funny.
Wouldn't that be maybe I'll go look later on. I can always report back later. So you were playing me another little tune that I actually liked. There was another one you wrote that I liked. Were you thinking of putting your CDs out on, putting your music out on, like, CDs and selling them, maybe?
Yeah, soon. After we record we're actually recording on Thursday, the band.
Yeah.
And we're starting to record on Thursday. So after we get all that done, we're going to make a CD and everything.
I'd love to get a copy and be able to, critique the playing and things. I'd love a copy, even a just have.
Yeah, of course.
That'd be cool. Well, what else would you like to tell our listeners today?
I just want to say that talking tabs is just a really great way of learning an instrument, and it gives you. It gave me, like, after I lost my sight, guitar gave me kind of like a purpose, and it gave me something to always look forward to and give me a passion, because my passion before I lost my sight was ice hockey, and I had to give that up, so I had to find a new one, and I definitely found one, and it's just taken me to more, it's just really opened my world to, like, new things, and talking tabs can give that to you if you're, like, lost or whatever. It's just a great learning tool.
That's just amazing. And you've worked with the majority of these people.
Yes.
And that's sort of cool. I guess that's about it. I don't really want to take too... I mean, the reason why it took 30 minutes the last time was because we decided we were going to... let you play, and of course, as noisy as it was, I was surprised that recording was distorted a little bit. Wasn't too bad, but I've had better ones.
Yeah.
So I guess what we can do, I guess I'll go ahead and give the company's phone number. Let's see, their 800 number is 800-660, I believe it's 6852. Watch, I'm going to have to roll on the CD because I actually don't remember their phone number.
You want me to go get it?
No, hang on. I'll dig it up real quick here. Let's see here. I'll just pull it off of this Amazing Grace CD, which I have. So is Annie an instructor, by the way?
No, she is actually... She works at Talking Tabs as our vocalist, and she does a lot of the singing in the songs, and all the female songs is her singing.
I could see. So the website's talkingtabs.com or playitnowtunes.com. The phone number is 800-660-6850. I knew I almost had it right. I've heard it enough times, I should start memorizing it. 800-660-6850 is the phone number.
Yes.
If you want to call if you are international, because I have international listeners, they can call. I've called this number plenty of times, too, but I still don't memorize it. Call to Florida. It's 407-740-4000. 407-704-0009. That's to reach them at the office. 407-740-4009. And I guess what I'll do is I'll end the recording here, and then what we'll do is we'll play the segment of the Talking Tabs Now, Play It Now tune that's available for listening on the website at talkingtabs.com or playitnowtunes.com, which actually they both go to the same place. Both go to talkingtabs.com. And I thank you guys for being on the program, Jared.
No, well, thank you.
And, of course, if you want to get a copy of this, Fillmore Productions listeners, you will have this for an entire week until next Thursday. If you want a copy, you can subscribe to the either the Technology Podcast, where you'll get a full-blown podcast, or if you just want this segment alone, go to presentations.menvi.org. It will be up. As soon as I get the Play It Now tune, I'll combine both files into one, and we'll go from there. Thanks very much, Jared.
Thank you.
Here's a sample of a Play It Now tune where an introduction is being taught.
The first section of the song is the intro. The intro is 8 bars in length. And here's how it sounds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. In order to play Stand By Me, we must first learn 4 chords. They are G, E minor, C, and D. So let's learn them now. The G chord. First, let's learn the G chord. Place your second finger, 6th string, 3rd fret.
Here is how another part of the introduction is taught after learning the chords and how to change between them.
Here's the 5th and 6th bars. Play the C chord for the 5th bar and the D chord for the 6th bar. That means 4 strums on the C, 4 on the D. Here's how it sounds. 1, 2, 3, 4. Down, down, up, up, down, up, down, down, up, up, down, up. Now let's try it together. I'll count us off. 1, 2, 3, C chord. Down, down, up, up, down, to the D, down, down.